City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Yo.
This is Cool Nasty.
And this is Fatal B.
And welcome to the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Yeah. That's right. Yo. That's some mad rhymes.
In all seriousness, this is really the Camaro Z28.com podcast. And I'm really Chris.
And I'm Jason. And this is number
67.
So what's with the funky intro?
Apparently Chevrolet is in the rap video business now.
Well, at least they're doing some promotion in there, because some of the latest Führer in the fifth gen section, which the response has been actually kind of positive. I'm a little surprised, but yeah. The long and short of it is head over to the fifth gen section, the general news, and you'll see that there's a rap video by... Boy, am I going to mess this up. T.I. featuring Young Jeezy, B.G., Young Dro, and Big Country, Top Back, G-Funk, and it goes on and on and on. And
too many people, huh?
Yeah, right. And it features a whole slew of Chevrolet cars, which is kind of cool.
Including the Camaro concept.
Including the Camaro concept.
Yep.
Bunch of hotties dancing around it and
yeah,
all that.
Okay.
Bikinis and everything. But anyway, it's been kind of controversial because, well, rap music... there's two versions of it. One's the clean version, which has lots of parts silenced out.
Okay.
And then the explicit version, which is kind of, well, you can figure it out if you ever listen to rap music.
I'm not a real big rap fan, so it really doesn't bother me none.
You know, that's what a lot of people seem to say. Either they like rap and they're fine with GM's involvement in it, mm-hmm. because this was approved by General Motors. This wasn't something they did on the sly.
Yeah.
Some people say, okay, I don't like rap music, but I'm fine with it, as long as it sells more cars. Well, will it?
Who knows?
Will it turn people off?
I don't think it'll turn people off.
I mean, Camaro was always a kind of a rock and roll type car, you know?
Sure.
I could never imagine.
You don't see
it
that much
in
the video, though.
Oh, but it's there.
Yeah, it's there. Oh, and we'll definitely notice it.
Right.
Of course.
Camaro enthusiast. I don't know, man. It's nice that they're exploring other avenues. It just doesn't seem like it fits quite right for me.
I don't know. Just another avenue of advertising.
Yeah, but Camaro concept on dubs. Or donks. Isn't that what they call them? Donks? When they got enough clearance to make a Hummer look, look low.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, riding. I'm Fatal B.
Yeah.
According to the rap name generator online, I'm Fatal B, and you're what again?
I'm Cool Nasty.
You're Cool Nasty G. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I guess it's kind of cool. Check out the 5th Gen forum if you haven't seen the video, if you really want to venture into that sort of thing.
You also got a poll up, don't you?
Yeah, I got a poll up that was requested that I put a poll up just to get some feedback from true Camaro enthusiasts, from a true Camaro enthusiast community.
Okay.
So it's there. Vote if you haven't, and I guess that's it.
Okay.
Try not to get shot when you're reading the threads. Okay, all right, okay. you also might have seen on the site, we got an interesting partnership going on with a company who has some pretty neat technology that they want to show you on, speaking of wheels. It's got a wheel generator that you can basically pick the vehicle and pick a wheel, and you can very, very accurately see what the wheel looks like on the car.
I know, that's a pretty slick idea.
I was messing around with it, and what's neat is that you can pick a 2002 Camaro, I think a 93 through 2002, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And it renders it really, really accurately. And you can spin it, 360 it, you can flip it upside down, change a color, change a suspension, change a whole bunch to see what certain wheels would look like on the car. And wheels, I'm a very big proponent of wheels making the car.
Hmm.
And this can really give you an idea of how you want to look before you drop the coin on it.
Yeah, and I like how you can lower the car and raise it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I tried that with a 2006 Corvette.
Yeah.
And I made it black. It didn't come out too good with black because it's too black.
Mm-hmm.
But a different color was fine. And then I lowered it and put, I think it was our HRE wheels on
it.
Oh, man.
Didn't that look good?
Oh, man.
Did you do the final render?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't that look real?
And then I put it in the city background.
Yeah, there's backgrounds you can choose and everything, so... You guys got to check this out and just play with it.
It's sticky in like every form, I think, or most all forms.
It's from our post-release partnership.
That's right.
So the thing is, you got to install what's called a viewpoint player. I checked. It's spyware free. There's nothing funky about it, and you can uninstall it. It's no problem.
Sure, yeah.
So as long as you feel comfortable with adding a few plugins to your browser, which I have, and I got no issues with it, and usually I'm pretty uptight about something like that. Check it out. Very, very cool. Like Chris said, it's a kind of a sticky thread in most forms on the site.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, man. So on to some emails that we got.
Emails of the week.
That's right. Here's a neat one. We got a complaint last week.
Sure.
The big complaint was that he spends too much time on the site.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Sorry, man. Can't help you with that one.
Okay.
But this week comes from Kevin Newell, better known as Godspeed 1976. And just real quick, I'm going to run through this. He says, "Hey, guys, I want to give you many kudos for running the most knowledgeable F-body site on the web. A few years ago, I used to be a forum admin over at 300zxclub.com, which had 64,000 plus members. I have a very good idea of the work and dedication it takes to run a clean, family-oriented site. You and your team do an excellent job day in and day out." So, and he went on to say just some cool things. We don't get those as much as we'd like to, but when we do, we sure do appreciate it.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Kevin.
Loving that.
And then we also got another one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The IP address traces back to, click. it's a Canadian power generation company in Ontario. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, Ontario.
And the contact name was arsehole, and the contact email was arsehole@fu.com. And the message is, Camaros suck the big tailpipe. Buy and import, they are better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know who this is from, and we know why they sent this, because trolling websites is for kids. Keep it that way.
But when you're working... at your Ontario Power Grid or wherever this was from.
Or generation or something along those lines.
In Ontario.
Yeah.
Perhaps you shouldn't...
don't mess around. or we'll find you.
Yeah.
And we'll get you. We'll make you write bad checks.
If you're gonna troll a site, you might as well hide your IP address.
Oh, don't give them ideas. Hey, it's all in good fun. No harm, no foul. Just get lost.
Yeah. Your HR department will be hearing.
That's right.
From us.
That's right. And if you want to give us a call, instead of leaving silly emails, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All you got to do is leave us a voicemail, and you will be in on our latest contest.
That's right.
Win another iPod.
Fatal G Money Funk. What are you again?
Cool Nasty.
Cool Nasty. Sorry, man. I wrote mine down, but not yours.
Yeah.
Nasty. Mr. Frezza, if you're nasty. Yeah, we got a contest going on where we're giving away an iPod a month for 6 months. We're in contest number two. It's really easy.
Yeah, all you got to do is send us a holiday greeting through voicemail.
Yeah, and we got a 24-hour hotline, which we just gave you the number for. So if you were just kind of dozing off at the wheel, you might want to play this back.
Yeah.
And don't wreck. So got a couple of them here. All right, Chris, kick the first one off.
Hey, Jason, Chris. This is Tim DeYoung calling, a.k.a. Octane Z28. Hey, you guys have a fabulous holiday and a fabulous new year and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to stop by 5thgen.org, the official 2009 Camaro forums. See you guys.
Cough.
Plug.
Plug.
Our good friend Tim DeYoung. Tim and us, we go way back. And he runs 5thgen.org, and it's a nice site.
Yeah?
Yeah, shameless plug.
Didn't we do Site of the Week on that one time?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I guess it wasn't enough for you, Tim, was it? Oh no, no, you're drunk with power now, aren't you?
We got one more here.
That's right. Hit it.
Hi guys, it's Mike Myers calling from the border of South Texas and sunny Mexico. Doing my little commute back and forth every day, running a plant over here, and I just wanted to wish you guys a feliz Navidad and prospero año nuevo, and in my best Jose Feliciano, feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Mike Myers, and I think I'm on the board at C. Mike Myers. Again, Feliz Navidad. Prospero año, guys. I enjoy your podcast.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't think I've ever been serenaded before.
Me neither.
Thanks a lot, Mike. That was
Spanish,
cool.
Spanish, no less.
That was very cool. Very, very cool. Mike has won a previous contest.
That's right. He won some cool stuff from
us. Some cool Chevrolet goodies. That Mike goes back and forth, I think, from Texas to Mexico and listens to the podcast then. So thanks for continuing to listen to us, buddy. Really appreciate that. And speaking of listening, there's a number of ways that we want to cover on how to listen to this podcast, especially if this is your first time. The way you're listening to it is surely not the only way.
Absolutely. We've got so many different ways.
Yeah. What's the first is just downloading the MP3.
Yeah. You can just straight download the MP3 to your computer and listen to it with Windows Media Player, with what's that program you use?
Winamp. That's right. or whatever else you had that plays MP3s. And speaking of which, there's always iTunes. We're syndicated through iTunes.
Absolutely.
And you can subscribe and get automatic downloads to your iPod, which you can also use to listen to the MP3 or the iTunes.
You betcha.
However you want to do it.
We've also got a Flash program that's right on the front page of our site that all you got to do is click on it and it will stream it online.
Mm-hmm. Just look for the green Listen Now button.
Yep.
And you can stream it from any internet connection. It's fully streaming, no big deal. Yep. No plugins other than Flash, and everybody's got that.
Mm-hmm. And our latest way to listen to the podcast is right through your cell phone or home phone by calling area code 650-644-1939. And our latest podcast is always up there for you to listen to.
For free. It's always free.
You know, toll charges apply, but most cell phones you don't have to pay long distance on anyways.
Use somebody else's phone.
Yeah, and it's a great way. We've got some positive feedback on this from people who are either driving into work or at work and can't get on a computer to listen to the podcast. They just, you know, open up their cell phone, go on break, you know, listen to it for 10 minutes or whatever.
Put on speakerphone.
Perfect.
That's right.
Perfect.
And since our podcasts are usually 10 to 15 minutes long and don't usually go over that, there's no excuse not to listen every now and then.
Yeah, we try and take up the least amount of time as possible.
Well, not to mention, I mean, somebody's got to be spending at least 10 minutes either on their iPod, on their telephone, or on their computer.
Yep.
It's got to be the one. So you people that say you don't have patience, people in the lounge, to listen to the podcast, got no excuse, man. And you're missing out because you probably haven't called in to enter the contest either.
That's right.
So, next week. Next week is our Christmas podcast.
That's right.
Already.
Oh, boy.
Creepy.
I can't believe it's coming this quick.
Ah, boy. Well, I'm sure to have another Christmas rant.
Cool.
Last year I ranted about jerk-offs wearing Santa hats everywhere. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a good one this year.
Oh, that's right. And I got a couple of them, so we'll get to that next week. Be sure to tune in. It's always good for a laugh.
And leave your bumper nuts at home.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last year's Christmas podcast.
Yeah.
That's what started the whole thing. So, hey, I think that's going to wrap it up.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Plug.